من و تو هم خونی بچه ایرونی، خاک ما خونه ماست، عاشقش میمونی. وطن خاطره ها، وطن نذر و دعا، خاک دل دادگی و داغ دل بستگی و
یاد مردونگی هاش، همه لوتی گری هاش، خون دل ها خوردیم سر عاشق کشی
ها. اما تن هر جا که باشی خاک تو خاک منه، اگه دل تو سینه داری واسه ایران میزنه. اما تن هر جا که باشی خاک تو خاک منه، اگه دل تو سینه داری واسه ایران میزنه.
سلام، بازم چهارشنبه شد، بازم ما نشستیم اینجا پشت این میکروفونا و بازم شما دارین به ما گوش میدین. جالب اینجاست که توی هفته های ما برای بچه های ایرانی کن بعض موقع 3-4 تا چهارشنبه اتفاق میفته توی هفته. به هر حال هم یک چهارشنبه دیگه است که ما اومدیم باهاتون راجع به 3 تا موضوع صحبت کنیم که هیچ ربطی به هم دیگه ندارن. خیلی جالبه. این 3 تا موضوع رو پرودوسر برنامه به ما داده، گفته راجع به این 3 تا موضوع صحبت میکنیم که هیچ ربطی به هم ندارن و ما میخوایم سعی کنیم که این کار رو امشب بکنیم. اولین موضوعی که میخوایم راجع به صحبت کنیم آیک هست. همین، فقط میگم آیک، چیز دیگه نمیگم. بعد قبل از که بقیه موضوع رو بگم چی هستن، کوهستار رو معرفی میکنم. خودم که ایمان هستم، اینجا با بهنوش و مارال عزیز. سلام کنید لطفاً.
سلام 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 سلام.
اوکی اوکی، نه نه صاف بودم. لطفاً مارال سلام کنه.
سلام سلام سلام.
نه یه سلام.
سلام.
لطفاً بهنو سلام کنه.
سلام.
ببین هیچ فرقی بین این دوتا صدا نیست. میشه صداتون عوض کنید؟
آقای پرودوسر خان، صدامون یه خود عجیب غریب شده اینجا.
به هر حال بعد از آیک میخوایم راجع به مشرمزون صحبت کنیم. بسیار آدم باحالیه.
ولی فکر نکن it's the same conversation that everyone's had. It's a little bit of a different conversation.
آها، متوجهم. و در آخرم راجع به یک کانسپت بسیار زیبا به نام گیاهخواری
که انگلیسیش میشه vegetarianism.
خیلی ممنون.
I'm actually really excited about that topic.
I am too, but it's a little enunciating to do, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Vegetarian.
Okay. خب حالا بهش میرسیم.
باشه، باشه.
چیزایی که شما رو excited میکنه و آخره. عرض کنم خدمتتون که آیک هست.
Hurricane Ike. Babine, this is really sad because I actually recently heard about it and apparently this came to us starting September 4th. It started coming to hit the states and but I'm sure you guys all have heard about it, so I'm not going to go into detail about what has happened. I did try to do a lot of research, either this is a good thing or a bad thing. I tried to see how this was affecting Iranians. And I haven't found anything, so hopefully, you know, that means it's a good thing, and we're doing okay. Valim Otasafana, obviously, there's a lot of other people who are affected by this. Apparently, there was 143 deaths so far, and most of these deaths were in Haiti, actually.
چند روز طول کشته بوده این طوفان؟
This was a long process. This was maybe. Okay, it moved. Midunia, and it started affecting different areas. So it was maybe like a. I don't know, week-long situation. Maybe I got my thing wrong.
آیک داستانش چیه؟ باشه، من اصلا نمیفهمم که چرا اسم یه طوفان یا گردباد میذارن آیک.
ببین.
Like, what was it before? It was Hurricane Katrina, and then before Katrina.
Now, so this is really interesting, actually. I figured out why they named it. And I thought, I had originally heard that they name it after the person who first catches it.
Like, oh my god,
person,
that's what I thought too.
That's what I thought, yeah. It was originally. But then, so, okay, you do research. Google is my friend. And it turns out that it says here, for several hundred years, the names of the hurricanes were often named after particular saints on the day that the hurricane occurred. So this was like...
So saints, like hundreds, what of, kind hundreds of, saints? Of
like one was, what is it? Saint, hold on here. Saint Helene. I don't know what it was. But this was like...
Saint Patrick, maybe?
Saint Patrick. No, it wasn't Saint Patrick.
Santa Claus?
No, but there is no Santa Claus.
So this is what they did like many hundreds of whatever years. Okay, this is what they did then. Then it turned out to be like it says here, 1953, they started doing names. Like they would pick a certain amount of names. They pick lists of names. And then every 6 years, like every time a hurricane came, they would go through those names and then they would switch it up again every 6 years. So every 6 years, you'd find the same name of a hurricane. So they'd be like Hurricane Alex of 2000. And then in 2006, when it happened again, they'd be Hurricane Alex of 2006. Does that, no? No?
Yeah, kind
of?
I never heard that.
But then what happened next? Okay, so now, okay, that's basically what they're doing with the names. And so every year they do the name, like the first letter of the, like this follow in the alphabet. So this is the ninth hurricane of 2008. So the ninth letter of the alphabet is I. So they had to come up with a name with I. Therefore, they come up with Ike. So the first one was like...
اولیه چون با آ شروع میشه. آ اولین حرف فارسی.
So first you said that they...
Yeah, Farsi and English are a little different.
No, first you said that they came from Saints.
Yeah, the day that the hurricane took place.
So this, so today, or, you know, this time's hurricane is the ninth one.
Ike.
So it's I, and then you they go back and look for what saint started with an I.
That's how they used to do it. They don't do that anymore.
Oh, and now they just name.
Now that's what they do is they have set names. Let's see who did it. The United Weather Service.
من شنیدم که مثلا سالهای زوج اسمش مثلا اسم چیزه یه پسر میذارن، سالهای فرد اسم دختر میذارن.
What is زوج؟
زوج یعنی even.
Oh.
Bad means odd.
Well, they
so
said that
even years, it's like a guy's name. And odd years is like a girl's name. So Katrina was in 2007, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So And then Ike apparently
Katrina
is a male name.
Katrina was in 2006, wasn't it? Katrina happened.
Or it's
I
the
remember.
Other way around. But that's... Well,
here it says that they only did women's name first. And then because they ran out of women's names, then they started bringing in men.
Oh.
So that's usually
have
when
no fury
usually,
like a woman's scorn. Hey, so
girl.
There you go.
It's actually interchanging women men names for every year. But the even odd thing is on even years it starts with men. The A letter is a man's name, and then on odd years it's a woman's name.
Barikala, merci, آقای پودرشل من برامون clarify کرد.
So there you go. So next hurricane, I hope it doesn't go down. But what letters are going to be?
H.
No, it's H-I-J.
No, wait. I really want to know.
Let's all review our ABCs now.
I know.
ABCs.
Hold on. I'm trying to think about not the last hurricane, which was Hurricane Katrina, but the hurricane before that was in Thailand, I think. What hurricane
tsunami?
Was that?
Whoa.
This
don't judge.
Hurricane tsunami.
No, there was that hurricane. There was that, and it's been driving me crazy all day trying to figure out which hurricane that was. The one that was like really devastating happened on Christmas in like 2004, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that was the earthquake and bam. Something happened.
No, میدونم کدوم hurricane.
It was like two letters. Wasn't really? It? Wasn't what hurricane?
So anyone who knows that, visit our blog and let Maral know.
Yeah, please educate.
خواستم بگم اگر برای بچهای ایرانی که صدای ما رو میشنون مثلا تو این ایریا بودن و اونجاها بودن، اونا بیان تو به ما ایمیل بزنن یا تو بلاگ ما بگن که چی جوری بوده. ما اتفاقا دنبال میگشتیم که یه ایرانی پیدا کنیم اون دور برا باش تو
خوشبختانه پیدا نکردیم.
حالا به قولم خوشبختانه پیدا نکردیم. ولی اگه هستن من مطمئنم هستن تو اون ایریای تگزاس اینا ایرانی زیاده. درست از تگزاس گذشته درست.
Yeah, I have family there. It's in Galveston, Texas.
جالبه که اگر که بیان و عرض کنم که به ما مثلا ایمیلی چیزی بزنن ببینم که یا بیان تو بلاگمون کامنت بزنن ببینیم که اونا خودشون دست اول چجوری اینو تجربه کردن.
آره yeah. That would be really really interesting to hear like someone's you know account of what's going on because I feel so ignorant when it comes to these things because I really just don't know but I really want to know.
Well here in California we don't deal with these things so
no,
we're kind of like
we,
yeah
though.
We have earthquakes we have a different type of natural
تو میخواستی بگی چجوری میتونن مردم کمک کنن ها؟
Yeah, there's a way to help. Actually, so you can obviously, everyone knows Red Cross is always the first to get to these places. So you can go to redcross.org and they tell you exactly what it is you can do. And they're also collecting for the victims. They're getting items such as canned goods, bottled water, men's, women's, children, infants, clothing, baby items such as bottles, formulas, diapers, first aid kits or personal hygiene items. Flashlights, radios, batteries, all these things. So if you have these, which I'm sure everybody does, collect your extras and send them on over. You can go get the exact place where you need to send it to at theredcross.org, or if you want to send it to us, we can send it to them as well. No problem.
اگه ایرانی ها هیچیشون نشده بس ما نمیخواد کمک کنیم دیگه.
اصلا همه رو میخواییم کمک کنیم. یعنی چی؟
No, you know, this is actually a really serious subject, and so far as the seriousness of it, you know, anyone who has any type of extra funds or any type of extra clothing or, you know, just any possible way.
Which we all do, so,
yeah,
you
like,
know,
Behnush pointed out some really good links, so if you guys could go check those out, that would be really, really, really great.
همونطور که همه دنیا وقتی که توی بم به اصطلاح زلزله شد به ایرانیا کمک کردم، بالاخره همه ما مسئولیت داریم که کمک کنیم. خب
باید باید
الان قرار آپدیت بدیم، قرار چیکار کنیم؟
We're going to let people know that you're listening to Ironic and Live on Radio Javan.
By the way, I'm sorry, not to interrupt. Have you guys heard the way Behnush says you guys are listening to Ironic and Live? Like, I love the way she says it. Ironic and Live.
Really?
Sorry. خوبه پس اینجوری میتونیم بفهمیم که وقتی بهنوش حرف میزنه فرقش
فرقش
با ما
راچه. You guys are listening to Ironic and Live on Radio Javan.
You guys are listening to Ironic and Live on Radio Javan. Okay, now I did that on purpose. Anyways. All right, but you are listening to Ironic and Live on Radio Javan. If you have any questions or comments for us, we are at... Our email address is ironicandlive@radiojavon.com. This beautiful music indicates we have news coming our way from Maral.
I want to say something like clever, like, hello, my name is Maral Benham and you are listening to Ironic and Live on Radio Javon, and this is News with Maral.
تاومشو گفتی.
Okay. Anyways, you guys, I'm really, 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 really excited. Guess what? There's a new phone coming out, and guess who's producing it? Okay.
Behnush's best friend. She just said Google's my
best friend. Not Apple. Anything. Say anything. Thank but as long God. As it's not Apple, you guys. I'm so sick of tired of the iPhone. Oh. Anyways, so T-Mobile and Google are actually pairing together to unveil this like highly anticipated Android smartphone, and it's going to be coming out on October 22nd, and it's supposed to be better than the iPhone. It's supposed to be better than BlackBerry. It's supposed to have all these different gigs and gadgets, and I'm really excited about it because I seriously can't stand the iPhone. I can't stand how everyone and their mother has it. And just to give you some little specs that it has, it's going to be using Chrome, which is Google's new web browser. It's going to have Qwery keyboard, you know, connectivity, GPS, Wi-Fi, full Qwery keyboard, touchscreen. And I think what's special about it is this Android-powered handset. So,
what does that mean? Were you hoping I wasn't going to ask that?
You know? yeah. Anyways.
Android. We're going to have our research
sort of
team
like alien.
Research Android.
No, you know, actually, I was asking you guys.
Battery, I'm sure.
It has to do with a battery, so I don't know. Anyways, next
how much is it? Do you know how much they're selling it for?
You know, I really don't. Actually, they're going to go on sale for $179 with a 2-year contract.
What?
Yeah, and that's really good. Dude,
that's really good. Wasn't
iPhone?
The iPhone like $500 when it came out?
The only,
yeah,
and
but right now, iPhone is $199 with the contract. And
yeah,
you're forced to do contract. I hope they don't do that. I mean, why would you force people to do contracts? I don't know.
You know,
to make them...
Well, okay, this is the reason why you buy this phone is because you don't have to pay for any of the applications, but Apple makes you pay for their applications. Like, I don't know, there's all these stupid, crazy Apple applications, like my feeding my pet or like touching the stupid like touchscreen to see like ripples in the pond. It's like, dude, get over yourselves, you guys. This phone.
Ripples.
Anyways, so yeah, $179, yada yada, and there you go. Some more lovely political news. Guess who was here last night?
Who is here? Like, where? In our
your
studio?
Your favorite? No. In America. Your favorite Egyptian... what did you guys use him for?
Oh, Ahmadinejad.
Ahmadinejad. Yeah, but you guys say it like that.
I don't say it like that. Egyptians say it.
Ahmadinejad was here last night in New York to address the United Nations about his nuclear program and some other world issues. And guess who he sat down with?
Oh, God. Who?
Out of all the interviewers, guess who he sat down with?
Oh, God.
Larry King. Sat down with Larry
Suspenders.
King. So actually they had somewhat of a really good conversation, you know. Ahmadinejad actually, you know, Larry King tried to bring in the politicalness just because that's, you know, of in the news every single second of the day. And he really just kind of said, you know, he doesn't have any opinion whatsoever about Palin or Obama or I was about to say McCarthy for some reason, McCain. And he basically said that he wants to have a fresh endeavor with the U.S. So I don't know. I don't know what you guys think about that. I think that this might be the start of something new. Maybe not. Who knows?
What's good to hear.
You know, it's a step.
I'll wait and see what happens.
Well, I'm excited just because he's been here and he's been here twice. And he's been to New York. And I think that's great.
Did they have that whole situation? Like last time when he came, there was that big deal and people were like,
well, last time,
fucked, he said it. What about again?
Well, last time when he came, he came and kind of flipped off the U.S. and went back, in my opinion. And this time he didn't.
Which is why the Egyptians.
This time he gave a thumbs down?
At the U.N.
At the U.N. But anyways, last but not least, speaking of politics, we are winding down, you guys. We only have, a month and a couple weeks to go before the elections. And so anyways, there's only a few more a couple days to register. I mean, if you guys should have already registered for the primaries, but just in case you haven't, remember that some states like Michigan and Alaska have a deadline where you have to register 30 days before the election. So November 4th, you have until October 4th to register in those states. California, you have 15 days before November 4th, so I believe a little bit after mid-October.
How about Canada?
Canada is not a U.S. state, buddy.
Sorry.
Then we have Connecticut, and that's 14 days. So make sure everyone who is listening to us go out and register to vote.
Connecticut is one day.
Oh, one day?
Babine, what about these people who are, they keep hearing people tell them to register to vote, register to vote. How do they register to vote?
Okay, go to, you could go to the library, you could go to the DMV, you could go online to the Secretary of State portal. Just put register to vote. Go to your computers.
And it's quick.
And yeah, you'll see a lot of people when you go shopping, malls, Safeways, you'll see people standing outside. If you happen to pass by one of those, make sure, you know, you're able to grab one. It's really important. Rock the vote, people.
That's the site, rockthevote.org.
Rockthevote.org.
Rockthevote.org. If you're 18 and older, make sure you vote. This is a really important election. We need a change. Our economy kind of, sucks right now. So.
Right,
بدیم. خب, enough with my news.
مرسی مارال جان.
یه دونه یه بریک کوتاه میگیریم.
کوتاه.
شنونده برنامه ایرانی که لایو هستین. امشب راجع به سه تا موضوع مختلف که ربطی به هم ندارن صحبت می‌کنیم. موضوع اول طوفان آیک یا گردباد آیک بود که راجع به صحبت کردیم. حالا می‌ریم به بریک برمیگردیم و راجع به موضوعهای بعدی هم صحبت می‌کنیم. Well, you done me and you bet I felt it. I tried to beat you, but you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. Now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my bestest. And nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some. But I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. And sing, we're just one big family, and it's our God-forsaken right to be loved, love, 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 love. So I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm sure there's no need. موضوع دوم که قرار بود راجعش حرف بزنیم که گفتم مش رمضان، در حقیقت منظورم ماه رمضان بود یا ماه رمضان. البته ماه رمضان که نه، کلا روزه و داستان روزه که جالبه. حالا ما که ایرانی هستیم، ایرانی خارج کشور داریم زندگی میکنیم، حالا آمریکای، کانادا یا هر جای دیگه هستیم، بعضیامون روزه میگیریم، بعضیامون نمیگیریم. و جالبه این که حالا خیلی هم ربطی به اینکه ایرانی هستیم یا مسلمان هستیم اینا نداره، تقریبا تو همه دینا روزه هست. و یه چیزی که من برام جالبه اینه که یه برنامه بزرگی، یه ایونت بزرگ ایرانی هست، خب وسط ماه رمضون، بعد قشنگ تبلیغ ها همه جا که غذا از ساعت مثلا 11 صبح تا ساعت مثلا 4 بعد از ظهر غذا سرو میشه، انواع نمیدونم شیرینی و دسر و نمیدونم چلو کباب و مرغ و گوشت و فلان و همه این چیزا.
برای جالبه
مثلا، آره مثلا یه ذره منشن هم نمیشه، مثلا یه ذره مثلا ریکگنایز هم نمی کنن مثلا ارگانایزر های ایونت ها، که مثلا میگن خب مثلا یه جا یه نوت بنویسن برای اونم که روزه دارن، مثلا بعد از مثلا ساعت 7 نمیدونم چای و نون پنیر چای میدیم مثلا or something.
Are you talking about here like in America?
آره آمریکا. ایران که باولش کن. ایران که همه رستوران ها شات داون.
I'm sorry. How in the world do you expect, like, I mean, if someone was going to do that for you guys for like ماه رمضان, they would have to do that for everyone, and there's so many different aspects to people and their lifestyles, and you know, like, I don't know, like, you know, Indians have their days where they can't eat fish, and like Tuesdays and Thursdays they can't eat any meat and they could only eat fish, and like Fridays they can't eat chicken but they could eat, like, I don't know, vegetables. It's like you can't expect every single, like,
so Kentucky Fried Chicken doesn't close on Tuesdays for them, okay?
Yeah, so why should it like be shut down for you guys, or say,
no,
or
no, maybe I'm shut down,
or no, advertise
a little, so, a little recognition maybe.
And by you guys, I mean, you guys. The, I'm sorry, by you guys, I caught myself. By you guys, I mean the collective world out there. I mean
the fasters. No, I mean, I get what you're saying. I guess, okay, like the recognition, maybe having a little bit of respect for the month, and maybe holding your event at a different time. Okay, I get that. But really, do you think that you doing that deserves that much catering to? Like, because you're doing it for a personal reason, right? So why does the world and everyone else have to cater to you doing that?
No, I don't think that that's... cater konan, buddy.
Okay, first of all, who are you directing it to? Are you directing it to, like, let's say, Persian restaurants, local Persian restaurants?
No, restaurant ke karish.
Those who throw the events and put on the flyers.
Oh, okay, so for example, Ironican's going to have, like, another bone marrow drive, you know, next weekend. And, you know, we're advertising, hey, come out, come, you know, do this and do that. And we're going to have food and music and dancing and stuff. And it's, and you're saying, like, you know, the people who are fasting, well, they're not going to be able to eat. So we shouldn't be advertising that.
نه نمیگم ادورتایز هم نکنیم، اوکی اگه ادورتایز هم بکنیم، من تا یه ریکگنیشن هم بدیم. مثلا واقعا ما واقعا تو خودمون یه ایونتی داریم میذاریم دیگه، درسته؟ نه که it's not a public event, it's an internal event that we're doing, right?
Yes.
و توی ایمیل ها که به هم فرستادیم نوشتیم، مثلا نوشتیم غذا و این چیزا هست، بعد بچه‌ای هم که مثلا روزه میگیرن مثلا ساعت نمیدونم 7:30 باربیکیو با هم میخوریم یا همچین چیزی. یعنی ریکگنیشن به نظر من خیلی چیز قشنگه. It's a sign of respect, and I'm not saying it has to be done for ماه رمضان و اونایی که روزه دارن میگیرن به خاطر که مثلا اعتقاده، به خاطر که I think it's just a sign of respect. یعنی it doesn't matter که هر دینی داشته باشی. مثلا اگرم مثلا من اگر یهودی بودم، ایرانی یا یهودی بودم یا مسیحی بودم، مثلا اونا هم روزه دارن دیگه، درسته؟ مثلا الان عید مثلا یهودی ها بود، خب من فکر میگم دوستام که میدونن من یهودی ام بهم تبریک میگن دیگه، درسته؟ They recognize these things.
I think it's polite if you do it. I don't think it's disrespectful if you don't do it.
No, but it's, I mean, kind of like if you are allergic to chicken and I want to have a chicken sandwich, like, out of respect for you and your allergies, I should not have a chicken sandwich, even though it has nothing, it's not like sitting on you. Or, and I understand, like, yes, out of politeness, you know, for me, I don't like to eat during the day in front of someone who's fasting because I feel bad. You know, I don't want to, like, further tempt them. But on the other hand, it's like, you know, you can't ask someone to...
But I'm not saying to ask them. I'm not... مثلا من حتی میگم اون تبلیغ هم بکنن. غذا هم باشه. نمیگم نباشه. ولی میگم...
On top of that.
If there's this big advertisement about food all day, la 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 la, you know... Have a little just recognition.
But you're assuming the food, like, is there. A large amount of your audience or whoever you're targeting is going to be Muslim, and
I don't have to assume that the majority of Iranians are Muslims, okay, whether they're practicing or not.
It's not about. I don't think it's about being Muslim. I think let's focus on fasting. that a lot of the majority of, you know, like in, I think in Iranican and them ourselves, we could seriously say that we're split. Half of us are fasting and half of us aren't. I mean, I think that's a fair assessment.
I don't know. Iranians outside of Iran?
No, Iranican.
No, Iranican.
Our group, Iranican. You know, okay.
And you know, and I could honestly say that out of everyone around me, I don't know why. Like, I remember growing up and everyone around me always used to fast. My parents, aunts, uncles, grandparents, every single person I knew. And then I used to fast. I don't know what has happened, but no one around me is fasting except for my fellow Iranican members. It's really odd. I can't explain it. Like, I didn't even know it was Maha Ramazan.
جالبه. ولی من فقط برای که کلیر کنم اون چیزی که تو میگی اصلا منظور من اون نیست. اتفاقا من یه اعتقادی که دارم اینه که اگر به فرض یه کسی داره روزه میگیره، یعنی من خودم مثلا اعتقاد میگم من اگه دارم روزه میگیرم، این که مثلا این که تو ایران میگم ایران همه رستوران ها رو میبندن، حتی توی اماکن عمومی تو خیابون و اینا نمیتونی غذا بخوری، این به نظر من خیلی مسخره است. چون که در حقیقت اصلش اینه که غذا خوردن یه نوع تمپتیشن دیگه، آدم دوست داره گرسنه‌ش میشه میخواد غذا بخوره و تو علتی که داری روزه میگیری اینه که اون یه بتونی یه خورده سلف کنترل تو ببری بالا، یه خورده خودداری کنی.
Oh, you are so contradicting yourself right now.
نه I am. بخاطر اینکه نه میخوام the reason I'm not contradicting myself. میگم recognition is nice ولی منظورم این نیست که این کارو نکنی. منظورم این نیست که غذا ندین، تبلیغش رو نکنین اینا. من اعتقادم اتفاقا اینه که اون کسی که روزه میگیره باید بتونه همه اینا جلوش باشه و اونجا بس هست که خودشو کنترل کنه. ولی ریکگنیشنش به نظر من خوبه. یعنی احترام آدم به همدیگه میذاره. مثلا اگر شما هم روزه میگیرین، مثلا we know some people might be fasting. مثلا that's all I'm saying.
Miss Access of Friendship event.
آره چه خبر بود؟ اونجا من نرفتم.
منم نرفتم ولی عدش رو دیدم که there's Persian sweets and shirini and then they said at 6:30 those who fast will go to mosques to break their fast. It was very interesting. The event wasn't even until like 5:30. That was it. And they just wrote that in there.
خب خوبه.
So that pleased you to see that there?
آره دیگه بالاخره یه جور نگاه میشه. حالا اینیز از این بگذریم.
از این بگذریم.
یه چیز دیگه که هستی که من یادم سالهای قبل خیلی بیشتر تو اخبار اینا راجبه تو تلویزیون آمریکا و راجبه که حالا محرمزون میشد چیز میشیندم که مثلا میگن راجبش حرف میزنن. نمیدونم چند سال پیش ها مثلا فکرم پرزیدنت بوش بود که اومد گفت که عید فطر مثلا چیز میکنه ریکگنایز کرده یه همچین چیزایی، ولی الان امسال خیلی کمتر شنیدم.
I feel like it came so fast. میدونی چون هر سال مثلا ماه رمزون عوض میشه موقعی که شروع میشه. Like one year, I mean, from what I remember, used to be always in December. And like November and places like that. All of a sudden now it's like it's like September. It's like pretty much it's gonna be like dead summer in like May. And
that's
like
not, you know it's gonna happen soon.
And
yeah,
it is gonna happen. And but I honestly think the time of year when it starts, what's going on, that has a lot to do with it. And especially considering what's been going on in not only the economy, just the world and the elections and like all these other things that have been happening. I think that's one of the main reasons why right now the focus is not on this whatsoever.
That's a good point when she mentions the time of the year, because maybe usually when it hits around Thanksgiving and Christmas and they're all into, you know, everyone's that's, media yeah. and everyone's into their, mood. You know, their Jesus stuff. And then they talk about the Ramadan stuff.
Yeah, that's what I always think
that's
of
possibly
it.
What it is.
به نظرتون خوبه که اصلا توی اخبار، توی رسانه، توی تلویزیون این چیزا راجعش صحبت کنن. مثلا یه خورده ریکگنیشن بده، یه خورده حالت معرفی باشه، یه
سری
کاستومای مثلا مسلمان ها مسلمان الان خیلی اسم بدی دارن مثلا توی میدیا.
How can they? There's so much going on right now. I mean with banks going bankrupt and trying
to, you know, like, I know that. No, I know that. But میگم if let's say مثلا 2 years ago when they did that, do you think that was a good thing? When there was recognition in the media about Ramadan coming and going.
I don't think much of it. I mean, I think that the way that it is right now, I just think that, you know, it's more common. میدونی, it's not an odd thing anymore. مثلا مگه میان بگن که, oh, you know, the Jewish people are celebrating like Hanukkah and the Christian people are celebrating Easter. That's just a given. Now, Muslims nowadays, Islam is no longer this foreign religion, is this foreign concept. Yeah. You know, it's not something that's newsworthy anymore. It's a part of life now, which I think is great.
That's
the more that I don't hear about it, I think that's awesome because it's a given.
Yeah, my office schedule
that's actually a good answer.
Ordered our schedule book to, like, you know, to fit in patients and stuff. And then they have, you know, Rosh Hashanah, and then they had Ramadan on there too. First day of Ramadan. So that was pretty sweet. Anyways, you're listening to Ironic and Live on Radio Javon. If you have any comments about what we're saying, we'll talk about more interesting stuff. But let us know what we're leaving out or what you think is cool at Ironic and Live at Radio Javon. Or go to ironican.com and visit our blog.
I would actually really, really like to hear what our viewers think about this topic.
Like, have they come into contact with the listeners?
Yeah, our
listeners. We don't have viewers.
Sorry.
Yet.
Our viewers of the people who view Radio Javon to listen to our show.
They're staring at a screen right now listening to us.
That's true. They could be viewers.
You could go to Ironican Live and look at us. And listen to Babin, so you have some sort. I just want to ask you. I mean, let's ask the people who are fasting, because you know you're using Ramadan as it's like a trend, or like, okay, all my friends now are fasting, therefore I shall fast now. The only reason why I know it's Ramadan is because all my friends are fasting. Or the only reason. Sorry, I just hit you. do you know what I'm saying? Though
no,
it gets
it
into
depends.
That gray area where it's like,
But see, this is actually really good. Interesting to go into. What do you define as a gray area? Why is it that it's what is wrong about following this trend? What is wrong about, like, for example, why does everyone celebrate Christmas? It's not about being a holiday. Why do people go to midnight mass? Are people following trends because they have to go to, you know, Catholics have to go to church on Christmas at 12 o'clock at night?
No, my problem is the friend of the person who doesn't get what's going on and goes to mass and is like, oh, and just sits there and kind of like says, oh, tells everyone, oh, I went to, you know, mass and I'm this Christian.
But see, that's an individual definition. Just the fact that they actually got up and went, that's pretty significant.
I just have like because I have a lot of questions about people who, like, you know, I questions to the people who fast, questions about, you know, Ramadan and this and that. And then when I come and I find out someone, you know, because some people make a point to say that they're fasting, and I ask them, why are you fat? Like, what is the significance of Ramadan? Why is it 30 days long? Why? What happened during those 30 days? Why are these 3 days out of the of Ramadan more important than the other days in Ramadan? And they're like, I don't know.
چطور سوالات دیگه داری همه دونه با هم بحث کنیم بعد از یه بریک کوتاه.
شوربادی.
اون لحجه کجایی بود؟
No, actually this is good. I'd actually like to visit what you just said because I do have a really good comment for that.
خب پس یه بریک کوتاه میگیریم. امشب داریم راجع به 3-4 تا موضوع جالب صحبت میکنیم.
جالب.
آره.
جالب شد براش ما.
حالا جالب شد. الان وسط بحث راجع به رمضان و روزه گرفتن و که دینای مختلف چجوری روزه میگیرن از این حرفا صحبت میکردیم. شما شنونده برنامه ایرانیکن لایف هستید از رادیو جوان. بریم و برگردیم و بحث اون رو داریم.
نواسه این که ازش چیزی بخوام. خدا رو میخوام نواسه مشکل و حل قصه ها. خدا رو دوست دارم نواسه جهنم و بهشت. خدا رو دوست دارم ولی نواسه زیبا و زشت. خدا رو میخوام نواسه خودم که باشم یا برم. خدا رو میخوام نواسه روزای تلخ آخرم. خدا رو میخوام نواسه سکه و سکو یا مقام. خدا رو میخوام که فقط تو رو نگه داره برام.
A message to all American infidels. Prepare to die in a sea of holy fire. You will be punished for your decadent ways on the first day of Ramadan. You wait a minute, did I just say what did I say? Ramadan? Ramadan. Ramadan. What is that? Maybe Dennis Ramadan is going to punish you with his crazy hair. No.
Okay, what's that?
Right, yeah, no.
کلیپ جالبه، کلیپ از فامیلی گایه، بعد نشون میده که اوپنینگ کلیپ یکی از اپیزودهای فامیلی گای. یوتیوب برید بکنم بزنید فامیلی گای رمضان
میاته
یا فامیلی گای اوساما. آره، این مثلا اوساما بن لادن که داره مسیج میفرسته به آمریکایی‌ها. بعد بعد مثلا نشون بده که یه وسطش خراب میکنه، مثلا انگار که یارو خودش هم آمریکاییه و یه کروه آمریکایی همه دارن اینو فیلم برداری میکنن.
از وای گای پرتین بی اوسامه.
آره که بفرستن اینجا که مثلا مردمو بترسونن.
آ آ. I like when he says Dennis Rodman.
Like Dennis Rodman.
Anyway.
خب شما سوال داشتی بفهمینم سوالت چی بود.
No, I just had like 500 questions.
راجب ردمان سوال میکنی.
ردمان. No, I mean these were questions I asked the people who were fasting and thought that they would have answers for me, but they didn't. But I mean, I guess you could break it down for me. Is why is it 30 days? Why is it 1 month long? Why does Ramadan have to last 1 month?
Ooh, and ooh, what is? Ooh, ooh. What I know.
What happened in that 1 month?
بفهمین.
Okay. I think it's because it has to do with the moon and the sun and like the earth and the way it rotates and like.
Yeah, so that will tell you when Ramadan takes place, but why why does it take place?
Okay, I don't know.
برای چیز برای چی سی روزه؟ خب سی روز که اولا یک ماهه. یک ماه قمریه. یعنی یک دوره که ماه یه وقتی یک بار ماه دور زمین میزنه. بنابراین یک دور کامل ماه دور زمین اون سی روزه که ماه قمری رمضان رو تعریف میکنه. حالا هر موقع فرق داره. ولی سی روز
طبعا.
حالا این که از نظر مثلا دینی و اینا ما نمیخوایم راجع به اون قسمت دینی صحبت کنیم که حالا چرا سی روز چرا ماه رمضان اینا، ولی سی روز یه چیز جالبی داره که اگه سایکولوژی تو سایکولوژی میخوایی که مثلا یه نفر که میخواد یه چیزی ترک کنه، مثلا میخوای یه عادتی مثلا چه میدونم میخوای سیگار ترک کنی، میخوای یه کاری که میخوای بکنی، مثلا میگه اگه بتونی مثلا سی روز زبون بیاری یعنی که تونستی که مثلا اون اوورکام کنی اون چیزو اون
بسیار تمتیشن.
و البته توی فرهنگ ایرانی ما بیشتر 40 روز معروفه. 40 اگه شنیده باشه خیلی میگن 40 مثلا یه نفر که براش 40 میگیرن از مثلا فوت میکنه براش 40 میگیرن، یعنی که بعد از 40 یواش یواش تازه این مثلا این پین داره میره، میدونی چی میگم؟ تازه بنابراین این 30 یا حالا یا 40 یه حالت سایکولوژیکال افکت داره که میتونی به اصطلاح از اون یه چیزی که مثلا بهش عادت کردی و بذاری کنار.
Answer the question. Why, dear God, Iman, why? Mm-hmm. What is the insignificance of this month? What happened in this month?
اولین چیزی که اهمیت داره اینی که اعتقاد مسلمانان اینی که در این ماه قرآن نازل شده.
نازل شده.
یعنی
Okay, can you translate for our English viewers?
Yeah, this month to Shab Qadr, your night of destiny, as it's called, Quran was revealed to the Prophet of Islam, which is Muhammad. So that's the number one significance.
Really cool. I never knew that.
Yeah.
What's the number two significance?
بعدش ماه کلا یه ماه مبارکیه تو تقویم قمری، تقویم اسلامی ماهای مبارک داریم و ماهای حرام داریم. تو ماهای حرام یه سری چیزا حرامه، یه کاری نمیتونی بکنی، مثلا نمیتونی جنگ کنی، جنگ نباید باشه. نمیدونم خاصه یه چیزای دیگه. و توی ماهای مبارک، ماهایی که مثلا holy months I guess you can say، به هر حال رمضان یکی از ماهایی که مبارکه از نظر دینی. دیگه خیلی چیزای دیگه داره ولی اینا همش میدونی خیلی دیتیلایی که حالا مسلمان ها جاجب شی فکر میکنن. اون تا خود روزه گرفتن تو میگم تو همه دینا هست. لنت داریم توی مسیحی ها، کریستیان ها 40 اونام جالب، اونام 40 40 روز یه چیزی رو مثلا سکرفایس میکنن، یه چیزی هست که نمیخورن. حالا ممکنه گوشت باشه، ممکنه کلا غذا باشه، فقط میوه بخورن با آب و فلان الان. نوعای مختلف داره بستگی به که چه فرقه هستن، چه اعتقاداتی دارن. تو میگفتی خودشون انتخاب میکنن، میکنن بعضی خودشون انتخاب میکنن.
To my knowledge, my Christian friends, that's what they told me. They have to give up something that, you know, like I've had a friend who smoked and so they gave up smoking for
40 days.
The 40 days or giving up sweets, you know, something mm-hmm. sweet or giving up, you know, just their little vice.
Okay. مثلا برای تو سخت‌ترینش که چاکلت کیک مثلا give up کنی.
That would be next to impossible.
Okay. روزی که به اصطلاح مثل حالت اون هالیدیشون هست، اون عید، مثلا ما عید فطر داریم، اونم ایستر روزی که این تمام میشه و جشن میگیرن و مثلا اون غذایی که میخوانه میخونه.
خب کوکی نخور داری حرف میزنی اون چوک کرد.
No, actually, you know, you guys, this is really, really interesting. I've never knew all of this. And I just know that there's an Eid. I just know that after Ramadan, there's like a big celebration and everyone calls each other and says, happy Eid. And I'm like, it's not March.
Give me my money.
خلاصه یهودی هم دارن همین یه چیزی به نام پاسوور. پاسوور کشه. اونا هم باز روزه میگیرن و بعدش هم هالیدی دارن و بالاخره تو یعنی تو همه ادیان این هست.
So we're all one. Dang it.
No, I like that. I think it's cool. I think that if anyone has any comments, they should go on iranican.com, go to our blog, and I'm starting to like blog. And check, and if you have any questions or comments, email us at iranicanlive@radiojavan.com or visit www.iranican.com.
حالا یه چیز دیگه میخواستم بگم راجع به health و physiological effects. خیلی جالبه. یه چیزی میخونم، آرتیکل میخوندم. یه نفر به نام دکتر شهید آثار نوشته بود. بعد نوشته بود که یه ریسرچی انجام، یه کانفرنسی بوده سال 1994، اولین کانفرنس health and Ramadan که 50 تا ریسرچ پیپر سابمیت کرده بودن توش و اینا مثلا خیلی که هم مسلمان هم غیر مسلمان اومده بودن روی روزه گرفتن ریسرچ کرده بودن ببینن که چه افکتی داره روی بدن انسان و این خیلی جالب بوده ریزالت هایی که مثلا نشون داده که یک چند تا کار خیلی مهم میکنه. اول که بلاد شوگر رو کم میکنه، یعنی قند خون رو میاره پایین، کلسترول رو میاره پایین و سیستولیک بلاد پرشر. این چیزا، این سه قلم مثلا از مزیت های هلتش بوده. و بعد چیزی که دیدن که روی هیچ، تقریبا روی هیچ مریضی و به جز اونایی که مثلا کرونیک ایلنس دارن، روی هیچ مریضی روزه گرفتن اثر منفی نمیذاره، حالشو بدتر نمیکنه، حتی با اینکه آبم نمیخورن.
What? I don't believe that.
و آره یه چیزای جالبی روی تو نوشته بود، نتایج این ریسرچ بوده، خیلی برای من جالب بود. ولی خب اثر،
من فشار خونم پایینه. And the one or two days that I fasted, I was like passing out every 5 seconds.
No, I remember that.
I had to sleep the whole day. I couldn't function.
Yeah, I read that something, I think it was today or yesterday, about like who's excluded and who's not excluded, because I did want to research a little bit and see like what exactly it was. Quite interesting, quite interesting. Well, guys, I think it's time for another break. What do you think?
I'm down.
Are we going to sing again? Can we sing? You guys don't want to hear it, trust me.
There might be some singing involved. But when we do come back, we're talking about me and Maral's favorite situation. Iranican Live on Radio Javan. Iman, Maral, and Behnash. Only attracted to things that bring the trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism. But we still got terrorists here living in the USA. The big CIA, the Bloods and the Crips and the KKK. But if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate. And to discriminate only generates hate. And when you hate, then you're bound to get irate. Yeah, madness is what you demonstrate. And that's exactly how anger works and operates. Man, you gotta have love just to set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all. People killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach and what you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. Got me questioning, where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? The love? It just ain't the same, always new change. New days are strange, is the world insane? If love and peace are so strong, why are the pieces of love that don't belong? Nations dropping bombs, chemical gases filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering. As the youth are young, so ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I could ask myself, really what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of them dividends. Not respecting each other, denying thy brother. A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know. No love, where's the love, y'all? Come on, I don't know. Where's the truth, y'all? Come on, I don't know. Where's the love, y'all? People killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. When you practice what you preach and what you turn the other cheek. Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning. Where is the
میخوایم راجع به در این قسمت راجع به گیاهخواری یا به قول تو چی گفتی؟
Vegetarianism.
آه فکر کنم گفتی vegetarianism.
Well, that's when I don't want to enunciate. I have a big tongue. It's hard.
Poultitarianism.
Yeah, there's vegetarianism, there's poultitarianism, and there's veganism.
And isn't there like carnivorism or something like that?
Oh, but
wow.
Wow.
یه مهمون داریم که اینجا الان داره میگه واو. مهمون عزیزمون بابک علوی، شاید بابک رو دیده باشین توی بعضی از ریپورت‌های ایرانیکن.
شاید هم نه.
شاید هم توی کلیپ‌های ساندی نایت آپدیت دیده باشینش. به هر حال بابک از روز سوم بعد از به دنیا آمدنش ویژیتریان بوده تا الان و میخوام حالا با خودش راجع به این موضوع صحبت کنیم.
That's funny that you say that because I want to know. Hi Bobak, welcome to the show.
Hi, nice to be back here.
Good to have you back. I think my first question for you is, what do you, before I ask you why, what do you define as a vegetarianism?
Vegetarian?
Yes.
Vegetarian.
What do I define a vegetarian as?
Yes.
Well, I mean, it's really not for me to define. Everyone defines it how they want. You know, I have a lot of friends that eat just fish and then everything else vegetarian or...
Well, yeah, but I'm not... I'm vegan. I'm asking you specifically.
Any animal products. For me, it's not like a black and white thing where, you know, I'm a perfect vegetarian or anything like that. I just try to reduce the harm that I inflict on the rest of the world.
So do you do it because of, like, health reasons? Because, you know, when you eat red meat, you get some sort of indigestion? Or is it because you feel like you slaughtering animal, you eating a slaughtered animal is, you know, causing more and more animals to die and all this animal cruelty?
I mean, it's all one and the same. You know, you're inflicting negativity on the rest of the world and things like that, and then you're also inflicting it on yourself. When you put the violence out there, I don't have a problem with the idea of eating meat if it was done in a more holistic and healthy way. But like factory raising animals to produce food, I think it's bad for the animal, and it's for the same reasons bad for the person that ends up eating them.
Can't you just eat, you know, these new organic situation where the animals are like massaged and the chickens are, you know, free? You know, they're doing all these crazy things.
توی پر قو بزرگ شدن.
A lot of it is marketing, but yeah, if they are raising the animals better, then again, that's a good step. Like, it's up to the person to decide how far do you want to take this. And I mean, it's not like me not eating meat is making me a perfect human being. I mean, you're still going to inflict harm on anything that you eat is going to damage the environment somehow. You know what I mean? So it's about making choices that reduce the amount of harm that you do.
But I mean, Masan, is this like homosexuality where you're born a vegetarian or is it?
Whoa. Okay. Hold on. I'm just going to rephrase that question. Real quick.
Oh my god,
at what point did you realize you're a vegetarian, Mr. Producer? And take that out.
When I came out of the vegetarian closet.
Yeah.
Sometimes surgeons treat it like a taboo like that, because they're like, he doesn't need meat. Like, I mean, he still likes the girls though, right?
Okay, answer the question, funny guy.
Which kind of chicken one?
Hello, what age did you realize you're a vegetarian?
I realized I'm a vegetarian. I made a conscious choice.
Hope you realize. Oh my god, like, if I could phone smack you, I would.
No, wait, now is this like something that is like in your, I don't know how to say this, in your upbringing? Is this something that are your parents vegetarians? Are your brothers and sisters friends around you? Or is this more of a personal choice that one day you're like, you know what, I really don't want to eat meat?
It was definitely a family thing. My cousin was the first in my dad was the first. He went vegetarian when he was a kid, and then he went back to eating meat when he moved to the States. But then recently my cousin had become a vegetarian, my sister had become a vegetarian, and I was still eating meat for like 3 years after that. My dad became a vegetarian again because of the influence of my sister, and then it was like I had all these people not eating meat around me. It kind of made me think about the issue myself, reflect on like what my own values what's good for me, what's healthy for me.
It's like a vegetarian cult.
And definitely they inspired me towards that decision.
So vegetarianism is not exactly something that you are. I don't know. The way that you say he became a vegetarian again. It's more.
Yeah,
it's
no,
just
it's
a lifestyle.
Like a
it's like.
And it's not like I wouldn't eat meat to save my life or like anything like that. It's not anything hardcore like that. To be honest, like I don't wake up in the morning and say, "Oh, I'm a vegetarian." Like I'm a different person. Anything like that.
Like you wouldn't blog on these vegetarian websites and start your own vegetarian, you know, movement because some people are really, really, really intense about this and they get really.
No, I mean more power to them. But I mean,
no.
I'm not really on a mission to preach it or anything like that.
I don't know about. I mean, I'm a recent poultritarian. I just realized I don't want.
Okay. Can we help stop right? What is a poultritarian?
Poultritarian is somebody who I just eat poultry. I don't eat red meat, so I'm going to be eating my chicken, my fish, you know.
Fish is considered a poultry?
It's bird and fish.
Bird's the word, right?
So, and then a vegan. There's vegans. Those I don't know how that even works out in the world because that's really difficult. Vegan is basically not eating anything made from an animal product. No milk, no cheese.
Well, vegan is more than just not eating anything from animal products. Like
not using.
Vegan is someone who refuses to consume any animal products, whether it's like some kind of gelatin that's in like jelly beans or animal products that are in cosmetics.
Yeah.
Now
the leather, like it's like the whole lifestyle.
So I've heard of people who like there's certain people that eat only things that are green, and I forgot what they were called. And then I've heard of people that eat nothing but meat. Which I have to find.
That's just on that
yeah,
Pizza Hut
yeah.
commercial.
Is this a commercial? I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm totally like, you know, off
no,
here,
there's
but...
people who eat just raw meat. I mean, there's cuckoos everywhere. But like, I'm just wondering, why are you...
There's cuckoo
why,
outside,
why
honey.
Why are you being
cuckoo
so
outside.
Angry at those who don't do it? Like, what's the issue? Like, same thing with fasting. Do what you got to do, but don't sit there and preach your animal rights stuff to me. Like, I'm not going to yell at everyone. My co-host here had kubide for dinner.
Wait,
and I'm
angry at everybody who eats meat?
What? No, I'm saying those
angry?
People who are. There's a lot of vegetarians or vegans.
I think it depends why you're doing it. And you know what, Babak? This is the first time I've actually ever heard of someone being a vegetarian because of the animal slaughtering process. Like, I've never heard that. I thought it was
really?
More... I swear, I thought
well,
it was
most
more...
Of the, most of the ones I heard are,
I thought
are,
it was more
the,
of a lifestyle.
Of that.
I thought it was more because of health factors and just not wanting to...
Not
that's
just,
why
not
I do.
Just the, it's not just the slaughter. It's the whole way that they raise the animal. I mean, it's not like... To be honest, the slaughter is probably the most humane part of the whole process.
What?
Have you ever had, like, a hamburger? Ever? Have you ever gotten, like, a Whopper?
Of course, yeah. I've had hamburgers before.
See? That's eating meat.
You clipped him. You clipped him.
That was before he had came out of the meat.
You clipped him. شما برنامه ایرانیکن لایو از رادیو جوان دارین گوش میدین. امشب راجع به موضوعات مختلف صحبت کردیم و الان راجع به گیاهخواری یا ویژیتریانیسم داریم صحبت میکنیم. بریم این کلیپ رو بشنویم، برگردیم و با باباک علوی صحبت میکنیم که خودش ویژیتریانه و ازش چند تا سوال داریم بعد از کلیپ.
What happens if they say here's a chicken, you eat this, or we kill another chicken?
Just ask a question, which was the hardest question that the toughest moral philosopher, when I did philosophy at university, asked us.
Wicked.
Okay, that was a cool one. So chickens are going to die whether you eat it or not, bro.
So are you going to answer,
yeah, no,
man?
I mean, this isn't, okay, you're thinking of it from a frame that is completely different than my frame. I'm not saying like me being a vegetarian is ending, you know, animal cruelty or anything like that. It's not about being a perfect human being. It's not about black and white. This is about just being a little bit better than you were before.
That's true.
مقاله جالبی من خوندم از دکتر آرش نراقی که راجع به این نوشته بود. البته مقاله راجع به چون خودش رشتهش فلسفه اخلاقه، راجع به کانسپت اخلاقی گیاهخواری بود. خیلی جالب بود نشون که اولا که خب حقوق، اگه بخوایم حقوق حیوانات رو در نظر بگیریم، برامون هیچ اهمیتی داشته باشه؟ یعنی که اگه دردی داریم بهشون وارد میکنیم، اگه باعث داریم میشیم که اینا زجر بکشن تو اون شرایطی که حالا تو میگی. یه داکیومنتری هم هست، نمیدونم بابک اون داکیومنتری اسمش چیه که راجبه این راجبه این که چی جوری این سلاتر هاوس ها درست شدن و چی جوری این حیوان ها بزرگ میشن و تربیت میشن. میدونی اسم اون داکیومنتری چیه؟
There's dozens of documentaries. I'm not sure which one exactly you're talking about, but I mean, you can just go on YouTube and look up animal cruelty and find all kinds of information.
به هر حال به قول تو خیلی هستن حتما. یکیش بکنم فست فود نیشنه که او خودش چیزای عجیب غریبی میگه راجع به این موضوع. منتها یه چیزی که هست اینه که خب خیلی اگه بری هر کدوم از اینا رو نگاه کنی می‌بینی که خیلی شرایط بدی، همین این حیوانا رو همه رو میچپونن تو یک محوطه خیلی کوچولویی که اصلا نمیتونن راه برن، نمیتونن بشینن، نمیتونن بخوابن، هیچ کاری نمیتونن، فقط غذا بهشون تونتون میدن بخورن و آب میدن بخورن. و واقعیتش اینه که من نظر من اینه که این مثلا تو ایران ما این مشکل زیاد نداریم، این خیلی چیزی که مختص آمریکا یا کشورهای غربی یا کشورهایی که مثلا سیستم کپیتالیستی که دارن هست، چون همش فقط پوینت اینه که پروفیت بره بالا، هیچ پوینت دیگه نداره، اصلا کاری نداره که حیوان چش میشه، گوشته چش میشه، هورمون چیه، فقط تنها پوینت آخرش اینه که این پروفیت بره بالا، یعنی بتونن بیشتر گوشت بفروشن، بیشتر پول در بیارن. و من گفت که حالا به هر حال توی مقاله موضوعش این نبود، موضوع مقاله این بود که به اصطلاح 4 تا اصل معرفی کرده بود دکتر نراقی که در این مثلا طبق اینا شما میتونید تصمیم بگیرید که آیا این کاری که دارید میکنید درسته یا نه. یکی این که این میگفت اگه قراره که ما حیوان رو بکشیم و ازش استفاده کنیم، میگفت اولین چیزی که هست که اگه دفاع شخصی باشه، دفاع از خود باشه، اون هیچ اشکالی نداره، یعنی که نیازهای اصلی خودمون رو در نظر بگیریم و نیازهای حیوان، نیاز به زندگی و ادامه زندگی نیاز خیلی اصلی انسان. اگه حیوان داره اینو میگیره، پس آدم اون وقت میتونه سری اون وقت اگه اون حیوان رو بکشی بخاطر که داره از خود دفاع میکنه، اون که مطمئنا هیچ اشکال نداره. ولی بعد میگفت میرسی به بقا، یعنی if you're hungry و مثلا اینکه تو گرسنه هستی، نیاز اصلی انسانی که غذا بخوره و سیر بشه و نیاز میبینی که یک حیوان رو بکشی که غذا بخوری و سیر بشی، اونم اشکال نداره. منتها بعد میگفت میرسه به اصل سوم که عدم تناسب اسمش گذاشته بود، یعنی که اگر تو داری نیاز اصلیت این نیست که اون گوشت رو بخوری و میتونی از طریق دیگه غذا بخوری و فقط به صرف که نیه نیاز به اصطلاح لاکچری اسمشو بذاریم میخوای تو این حیوان رو بکشی، اون وقت اونجا اشکال داره. یعنی مثلا اگه میری شکار برای تفریح، میگفت این کاملا از نظر اثیکس مشکل داره، تو نمیتونی برای تفریح بری شکار کنی، به خاطر که تو داری نیاز اصلی یک حیوان رو ازش میگیری به خاطر یک نیاز کاملا لاکچری و غیر اساسی خودت. و میگفت در آخرم اگر که هر کدوم از این کارا رو میکنی، حتما به عنوان یک آدم اخلاقی باید بتونی جبران کنی. یعنی اگه به فرض من میگن که مثلا درخت میزنی، برو یه درخت جاش بکار، میگفت اونم خیلی مهمه که اینا داشته باشی. ولی جالب اینجا بود که میگفت که حالا موضوع فقط بحث بر اینه که آیا واقعا خوردن گوشت نیاز اصلی انسانه، یعنی که اگه بیای مثلا با یه سری دکتر و یه سری کسایی که تو تغذیه دارن تحقیق میکنه ازشون بپرسی که آیا گوشت خوردنش ضروریه یا نه، هست یا نه، جواب میگفت جواب این سوال خیلی مهمه اینجا، که بعضیا حتی معتقدن که نه اصلا تو هیچ لزومی هم نداره که گوشت بخوری، اگه گوشت هم نخوری دقیقاً همون میتونی همون تغذیه خیلی خوبه بگیری که بدون مصرف گوشت داری میگیری با مصرف گوشت میگیری. بنابراین این پوینت چیزش بود، دیسکشن پوینتش بود، که به نظر من مقاله خیلی جالب بود و میگفت که الان مثلا بیشتر کسایی که تو تغذیه ریسرچ میکنن میگن که یه مقدار کمی گوشت شاید لازم باشه، ولی بیشتر از یه حدی شاید نیاز نباشه، و شما اگه بیشتر از اون حد بخورین واقعا دارین مثل حالت اسراف میمونه، you're overdoing it. هیچ کسی نظری راجع به این مقاله نداره. بسیار عالی، میریم به مقاله بعدی و این لینک من مقاله رو میذارم برای اونایی که علاقه‌مند هستن و هیچ یک کلمه از حرفایی که من زدم چیزی فهمیدن، لینکشو میذارم روی بلاگ که برین بخونید خودتون حال کنید. البته متأسفانه خوشبختانه این مقاله فقط به فارسی هست، ولی حالا شاید من بشنم یه مقداری از اون قسمت های اصلیش که راجع به صحبت کردم به انگلیسی ترجمه کنم توی بلاگ بذارم. به هر حال عرض کنم که یه چیزی که من با بابک خیلی موافقم اینه که اصلا مهمی نیست که تو گوشت بخوری یا نخوری یا ویجتریان باشی یا فلان باشی یا نباشی، به نظر من مهم اینه که ما متاسفانه کاری که داریم میکنیم داریم به محیط زیستمون، داریم به این جایی که داریم توش زندگی میکنیم که اسمش رو گذاشتیم کره زمین، داریم نابودش میکنیم، داریم خیلی بهش هر روز ضرر میزنیم با هزار تا کاری که میکنیم. حالا این نحوه کشتار حیوونا و فلان و تغذیه ایناش یه طرفه، نمیدونم قطع کردن درخت ها و اینا یه طرفه، نمیدونم هر جوری که فکرشو بکنی ما به عنوان انسان داریم خیلی استفاده نادرست و بدی از ریسورس هایی که دور برمون هست میکنیم.
But it's always been the case. Cows have always been there to be milked and eaten. Chickens have always... We make... You know, he who creates can... What is it? What's that thing? Creates life, can take it away or whatever. We make the chickens and we make the juje kebab.
Okay, حالا بهت میگم چرا...
I'm just saying, like, I know that sounds mean and heartless, but... That's and I, it kind of goes against what I believe as it's, far as nah, I'm not I'll eating beef I'll anymore. But this is the this has been the plan from day one. This was the deal.
The problem is like I think I mean it's not it's I don't know for some reason when it comes to like meat and eating and food, like a lot of people just don't think about this stuff. They just eat it like juja kebab. Like do you really sit there?
Exactly.
Do you really sit there and be like, oh my god, this chicken was like. You know, cut off like this or like strangled like that. And
I
like,
think that's
now,
a problem. I think you should now, think about it that
look
way.
Look at turkeys for Thanksgiving.
Not even, it's not even about this chicken was slaughtered like this. Or like, if you could see the condition that it's living in. I
They've
mean,
never seen anything better. What
I'm
are
not
you?
Even talking about feeling sorry for the animal. Like, they give each other diseases. They're pumped with antibiotics.
There's no mad
hormones,
chicken disease.
Like, yeah, no, I mean, it's not a surprise that humans are getting diseases. From, I mean, they've been getting diseases from as long as animals have been domesticated.
Okay, so what about those turkeys that it's a tradition for people on Thanksgiving to run around this live turkey, catch it, cut its head off, and serve it for dinner, pluck it, and do all these things? I mean, this is stemming.
What does that have to do with anything?
No, but I mean, Khob, they're not raised in a manner that you're, you know, that you're worried about. They're not raised to be like slaughtered or like the way they're treated and things like that. I mean, think about
turkeys aren't raised like that.
No. I'm saying that, like, you know, the way that you're saying that, like, cows are in these, like, you know, places where they're raised for like food. Yeah, a lot of turkeys aren't. What are the big old
turkeys are factory farm too? Are you kidding me?
Dude, I kill all the turkeys from my very own backyard.
Dude, what about like pilgrims and how they used to catch turkeys and like how that where Thanksgiving came from?
Yeah, I told you at the beginning of the show when you called me. That's obviously better when it's like a holistic approach and it's natural.
So if it's holistic, then you would eat it.
I'm not saying I would eat it, but that's less. I would be more likely to eat that than the other one. You see what I'm saying?
So even on Thanksgiving, you don't eat turkey at all, like with your family?
No, I'm a vegetarian. I don't eat turkey.
So, Babak.
An exception to Thanksgiving.
Babak. So when you go,
an exception for anything, it wouldn't be Thanksgiving anyway.
It'd be Abe with all the yummy stuff. I have a question. When you like, if you go out to dinner or lunch or whatever with your friends, do you impose your vegetarianism on other people or do you like kind of give that little speech like, you know, that chicken you're eating has been blue, 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 or do you kind of keep it to yourself, which, you know, is kind of the best way?
Like assaulting my friends to change their lifestyle because of my opinions and things like that. But if people ask me, I'll tell.
Yeah. I mean, we have family friends who are vegetarians and every time, like for the mehmuni, we make our food, and then we have to do a complete separate dish from a complete new baklava with no, like, it's not like we can take
you
out the chicken.
You mean
baklava? What did I say?
Baklava. You did. I was like, what did, like, is she saying baklava? Like, what is she saying?
You know, we can't even, like, take the chicken out of the khoresh and pretend we made it vegetarian. Like, we really have to do that, which is fine. I'm happy to, you know, assist with your lifestyle, but it's just kind of like...
Actually, it's really interesting because
people tend to think like, oh, vegetarians are imposing and things like that, but you wouldn't think like you're like, oh, you'd ask a vegetarian to take a piece of chicken out of a cholesterol, right? And like, maybe I would do that, but I mean if someone doesn't want to do that, they don't. I mean, would you ask a Muslim, oh, pick that pork off your pizza and then eat it anyway?
Like, that's what we do. That's
I remember I bought like a sandwich for like a Muslim once. I mean, not an e-Muslim, sorry.
A Muslim.
I really talk bad sometimes on the show. I apologize to anyone who's offended by my lovely language here. But like someone who is Muslim and I bought a sandwich for them and it had ham in it. And I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize like this, you know, turkey, you know, roast beef, ham sandwich had ham. So I took the ham out, you know, with gloves and whatever. And they're like, no, it touched the rest of the sandwich. And I was so like, I felt so bad. And I didn't get it.
خب وقتمون داره تمام میشه. من یه جواب کوچولو می‌خواستم به اون سوالی که قبلا کردی بدم. بهنوش گفتی که همیشه اینجوری بوده. همیشه آدما به اصطلاح حیونا رو می‌کشتن اینا. ولی یه فرق خیلی عمده داره. یه زمانی بود که اون کسی که می‌خواست که گاو بکشه، باید میرفت با یه کارد میرفت دنبال گاو رو می‌گرفت، دو سه نفر می‌شدن، سرشو می‌بریدن و بعداً می‌کشتن، بعد چند تا خانواده با هم می‌خوردن. خب you think that's bad. و همینطور برای مرغ یا هر آره ولی نه حالا منظورم اینه که ولی امروزه فرقی که اینه به خاطر پیشرفت تکنولوژی و تمام دستگاه‌ها و تمام تولزایی که انسان برای خودش ساخته، وقتی که مثلا یهو 50 تا گاو در یک دقیقه می‌کشی، خب that's a difference. خب همیشه دنیا اینجوری نبوده. همیشه اگر که یه آدم میتونسته چند تا آدم میتونستن با هم برای گاو بکشن، هیچ وقت نمیتونستی با اون سیستم بگی که حالا همه گاوهای دنیا نمیدونم فلان میشن اعلام میشن، یا اینکه یه ضربه بزرگی به اصطلاح حیوونا میخوره. ولی الان میخوره. الان اگه فول فورس همه این حیوونا رو هی تون تون بکشی، هی اینجوری بهشون تون تون غذا بدی. الان یه مقاله میخونم من توی مارک وینن نوشته بود، توی این thetimes.com نوشته بود که 50 تا 100 فوت سطح آب تگزاس، اون قسمتش که توش گاو پرورش میدن، رفته پایین به خاطر اینکه اینقدر اونجا گاوا همجوری کاندنس هستن، همجوری آب زیرزمینی سطحش رفته پایین. و خیلی اتفاقای دیگه میفته وقتی که داری اینجوری ماس پروداکشن میکنی در به حد وحشتناک، اون موقع است که داری خرابکاری میکنی. به هر حال آخر برنامه است، وقتمون تمومه، باید خداحافظی کنیم. از بابک جان خیلی ممنون که وقتتو گذاشتی با ما صحبت کردی. ایشالله بازم میبینیم به زودی. موفق باشی، سعی کن هیچ وقت گوش نخوری. خیلی ممنون، متشکر. بچه خداحافظی میکنیم از شما عزیزان برنامه ایرانیکن لایو که پای رادیو جوان نشستین و دارین گوش میدین. تا یه چهارشنبه دیگه، هفته دیگه و یه برنامه دیگه، سلامت و موفق باشین. خدا نگهدار. تا بعد.